Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. This is the spoken edition of Wired.
Drunk shoppers, beware. Impulse buying online just got even easier. With Apple's new MacBook Pro launched last month, all you have to do is tap your finger to the Touch ID scanner located on the touch bar to buy. No more searching through your wallet for the right card. No more typing in three-digit security codes and expiration dates. On the front end, the new method is faster and probably more secure than using stored credit card info online. On the back end, it gives merchants and banks a new framework to process your purchases. And if past research is any indication, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Venmo, and countless other reduced-friction digital payment technologies are probably going to change the way your brain processes purchases, too. You might assume, from a rational point of view, there should be no difference in spending behavior based on how you're paying for the item. Using Touch ID versus a credit card, says Sachin Banker, a consumer researcher at the University of Utah. But behavioral economists like him, who mix psychology and neuroscience methods with economics, know that the way you pay can make a big difference in what you buy and how much you're willing to spend. And while there isn't much data on digital transactions, less than a third of smartphone users in the U.S. even make a phone-based payment each year. The way we use other payment systems can tell us a little about the future of digital spending behaviors. Cash, for example, induces a psychological pain of payment, while credit cards are associated with rewards that go beyond airline miles and 2% cashback on groceries. Drazen Prelek, a neuroeconomist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Sloan School of Management, first came up with the idea of the pain of paying in 1998. There's something schizophrenic about credit cards, Prelek says. On the one hand, people seem to feel better if they buy something with a credit card, but they feel much worse when they have to pay the bill. Credit cards really disconnect your mental accounting systems. Debit cards, however, can reconnect the act of buying something with paying for it, and that's what people like, he says. Apple Pay can be hooked up to either a credit or a debit card, so consumers' spending behaviors could be influenced by what method they use. But the impact of a digital payment technology goes beyond the account it's linked to. Tom Noyes, a former Citibank and Wells Fargo executive and digital payments wonk, says that the implications of Touch ID are potentially radical. It's not just a new way to pay, it's changing what a transaction is. Instead of presenting a payment, you're presenting your identity, he says. Whether it's pressing a finger or tapping a smartphone, digital payment will bring a tangible dimension to the experience, too, and maybe even an emotional one. How it feels to use a device, one that feels far more individualized than a plastic card, that is linked to daily routines and your physical fingerprint, may influence how people feel about the payment technology on the device. MIT recently launched a program that turned Prelek's campus ID into a free Boston public transit pass. It's changed my behavior. I use public transportation much more, he says. I think it's not just the cost savings. It feels good to use the ID. Clearly, the banks in league with Apple think consumers will like paying with their devices so much that they'll do more of it. If consumers set their bank-issued credit cards as their Apple Pay default, using them more frequently and incurring more debt, so much the better for the banks. These new transaction technologies are clever and convenient, but they could thumb the scales in favor of the banks. Prelec's suggestion? Link them to a debit card. In the end, payment methods are evaluated by how well they serve the user's long-run financial objectives and how they make you better, or worse, off in a much broader sense, he says. The drunk shopping? Well, that's on you. This article posted by Andrew P. Hahn.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.